gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Hello there, you beautiful faces. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so let's get into this thing. So we have a trifling story coming out of Missouri, where we have a single mother who's 40 years old who decided to go get her ass vaxxed, but she decided to not get her two other children vaxxed. So much so that out of the blue, her 14-year-old daughter, who's obese, started having complications with breathing. CNN recently picked up this story, and I have to say, the mother just looks like a piece of trash. The CNN interviewer also picked this up. He knew her decision was also trash. To me, she was just trying to off this damn child by nature, by letting this new variant take care of the child. She knew her child was not safe from this pandemic, but she allowed her child to wander around and get ready to start the school year, not even vaccinated. And then she wants to say, I was just praying to God, hoping that, you know, she would just get well. This woman didn't give a damn about her child. I want you all to go ahead and check out this news clip, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
Children's Hospital in Missouri. And sitting on the couch is Angel Baker, a mother who has gone through a horrifying week. Her 14-year-old daughter, Mariana, tested positive for COVID, got very sick, and was put on oxygen for 5 days. Angel says her daughter has received excellent treatment here at the Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital in St. Louis.
Might make you cough, but that's what we want. So that was a good one. Oh, I warned you. Good job, Seth.
Mariana and her mother live about 150 miles away in southern Missouri. She started feeling ill at home. It quickly got worse.
I was scared. I was panicking. Monday, the 2nd, August the 2nd, I decided to take her to urgent care because she told me she couldn't breathe.
The decision was made for Mariana to be transported by ambulance to this renowned children's hospital. For Mariana, it was like a nightmare.
It's very scary.
When you saw her struggling to breathe with the oxygen, what was going through your mind?
Just praying, asking God to bring her back, keep her safe.
Were you afraid she wasn't going to make it?
Yes, sir.
The 40-year-old mother says she received the COVID vaccine, but says her daughter did not.
Why didn't she get vaccinated?
I don't know. I left it up to her, and she decided she didn't want to get vaccinated.
I don't mean to make you feel badly, because you've gone through so much. Mm-hmm. My guess is, and I'm making an educated guess, that you wish you insisted upon her getting vaccinated.
Yes.
There are currently children as young as 2 years old in the pediatric intensive care unit and the regular patient rooms at this hospital. Of course, children under 12 cannot yet get the vaccine.
Last year at this time, doctors here say the typical numbers of children with COVID coming into the emergency room on a daily basis were 0, 1, or 2. Now they say that daily number is usually 11, 12, or 13.
Dr. Wael Hayajne is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at the hospital.
We're seeing more severe cases. We're seeing more cases in the ICU, and seeing more cases that require longer duration of a treatment in the hospital.
Dr. Aline Tanyos is the surgical unit medical director here.
It's agonizing sometimes, especially when you see some of these sick, spiraling down before they head to the ICU.
How many children who are ill with COVID in this hospital have gotten the vaccine also?
None.
You ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.
Mariana has turned the corner and is looking forward to recuperating at home and then being well enough to start her life as a high school freshman. She left us with this message.
Get a vaccine so you won't have to be in the hospital bed. Can't breathe.
And her mother has one too.
Please, parents, get vaccinated and get your kids vaccinated. It's real. Don't let no school, no governor, nothing. It's real.
And Gary, I understand there's been a development in the story.
Yeah, Anderson, there's good news. Mariana has been released from this hospital. She now will be able to recuperate at home. She's supposed to start high school a week from Monday. She won't be able to go to high school just yet, but her mother's hoping she's healthy enough to start going to school before the end of September. One interesting note, Anderson, Mariana has a 12-year-old little sister. That 12-year-old little sister also was not vaccinated. So Angel was here with her older daughter, Mariana, for the week, but she went back to Sikeston, where they live in southern Missouri, on Friday, and she took her daughter to get vaccinated.
What a dumbass parent. You know, and this is the problem with single mother households. Some of these single mother households are just redundant, okay? They don't make any sense. I don't know why this continues to be a trend. There's no way that this would have went down with a traditional father in the home. No way. But because some of these women don't pick great men to begin with, thinking with their vaginas, not with their brains. I always talk about men are quick to think with their genitals and not with their brains. Well, women do the same damn thing. And this is evidence of it. You don't leave the responsibility on a 14-year-old teenager to whether they basically want to live or die when the teenager is already obese. She already has health problems because they don't have a healthy diet. This is just crazy. So we gotta start doing better as a community. Do not leave your children to make the decision whether they wanna be vaxxed or not. That is your decision as the parent. Where's the father? There are plenty of moms out there that have made the same decision that she has. I don't know. Y'all wanna get vaxxed? I'm gonna go get vaxxed. Yeah, she wanna go get vaxxed, not because of employment. I bet she wanted to go get vaxxed so she can take her ass to the club, so she can go out there and have some fun. A lot of these single mothers are just selfish as hell. They were selfish before they got pregnant and had their first child, and that selfishness remains during motherhood because they never really want to be mothers in the first place. And you can see this in this woman. The body language, the fake tears. She couldn't even really produce a tear. Single mothers love leaving up stuff to God. Sometimes you have to take accountability. People love to just negate accountability and put every damn thing on God. Stop. I think that's all the commentary I have on that before I... Alright, so let's get away from this heifer and move on to some more positive news. So The Rock was on his way home and he was driving through his community when he spotted a group of tourists on a bus. And, you know, he decided to whip out his camera and just surprise them. I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this video of The Rock and the reaction from the tourists.
Alright, this is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here. It always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock? How you guys doing? I'll wait, don't worry. How you guys doing? Everybody good? All right. Hey, you're very welcome. All right, brother. Oh, cool. Well, you guys have a good trip. All right, thank you. Love you too. Hey. Oh, well, that was fun. It's a good way to start off my Saturday. Bye. Here we go.
All right, so y'all just seen that awesome footage from The Rock. And you know what? This is why The Rock is always on top. Because, you know, he is just humble. You know, this is why this man has had a very successful career. He had a very successful wrestling career, and then he migrated over to acting. And he's been very, very successful, amassing a $400 million net worth. And collectively, throughout the years, his films have grossed over $12.1 billion. That's huge. That's why he's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. Although, you know, his current movie, The Jungle Cruise, is not doing that good at the box office. I'm sure several factors are in play with that. The pandemic, and then they've got it streaming on, I believe, Disney Plus. So shout out and congratulations to The Rock for just always being humble and likable. I mean, you don't really get that with too many celebrities, especially, you know, people around his net worth. He could definitely walk around with a chip on his shoulder being worth $400 million, but, you know, he's always just humble and appreciative. You know, so this is the part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? What do you think of this trifling ass mother who allowed her daughter to make this decision on her own whether she wanted to be vaxxed or not, along with her 12-year-old sibling, while the mother goes get vaxxed? And what logical world does that make sense? You know, I've said on this channel before, these health experts don't know what the heck they're talking about fully when it comes to this C19 variant and just C19 in general, I think. Too much wishy-washy information going on week after week, day after day, month after month, so much so to where people don't trust what's coming out of their mouths. Shout out to everybody who's gotten their shot. Shout out to everybody who hasn't gotten their shot, but they're just waiting on more information. Dr. Fauci was recently on Anderson Cooper on Monday night, and he was saying that he just didn't know how much of the population in the United States needed to be vaccinated in order for basically herd immunity.
Dr. Fauci, I want to get to the FDA approval in a moment. First, I do want to ask you something about that you said to NPR today. You said if the majority of Americans get vaccinated, quote, we could start to really get some good control over this as we get back into the fall of 2022, a year from now. Is that the best case scenario? And what does control look like?
No. You know, No, Anderson, I have to apologize. When I listened to the tape, I meant to say the spring of 2022, so I did misspeak. And in the conversation with Mary Louise Kelly, she was saying, when do I think we're going to start to get some control? I said, if we can get through this winter and get really the majority, overwhelming majority of the 90 million people who have not been vaccinated, I hope we could start to get some good control in the spring of 2022. I didn't mean the fall. I misspoke. My bad.
What percentage of the population would need to get vaccinated, even if they've had it before, would need to get vaccinated in order to get that kind of control?
Right. Anderson, in all transparency and honesty, we don't know that.
I keep saying it. They don't know. All Dr. Fauci was saying was, we don't know. All we can do is try to get as many people vaccinated, and then we'll see where it goes from there. You can't vaccinate 100% of the U.S. population. It's just not doable because everybody's not going to want to get vaccinated. You got anti-vaxxers out there. You got people who are not really anti-vaxxers, but they just want to be rebellious. And then you have people out there who want to take the vaccine. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.